Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechil Yosef ben Tzara, Yael bas Bela, Rachel Maita bas Tzara, Yitzchak Eliyo ben Chaya Tzara, Avram Yikosio ben Gittel, and Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela. Today's daf's also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Yamin ben Reb Yaakov, Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov ben Yecheskel, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan, and Avram Simcha ben Shmuel Halevi. So Perek Bamet Toimnim, the fourth Perek in Masechta Shabbos, deals with the Isser Hatmana on Shabbos. And as we've mentioned many times, the Isser Hatmana is really Tarte B'mashma, meaning there are two Isurei Hatmana, V'loi Ra'izeh K'Ra'izeh. There's one Isser Hatmana that says that on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take hot food, wrap it in a Dover HaMoisef Hevel, wrap it in something that's going to make it hotter. The reason is Gzeira Shem Yechat Gecholim. The other Isser Hatmana says that on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to do Hatmana even in a Dover She'enoi Moisef Hevel. Meaning, not only is it Aser to do Hatmana B'Dover HaMoisef Hevel, but even in a Dover She'enoi Moisef Hevel. And that Isser is not related to a Gzeira Shem Yechat Gecholim, but rather that's related to a Gzeira Shem Yarsiach. We're concerned that you may go ahead and cook the food. Either way, one more Amid related to the Halachas of Hatmana. Zok the Mishnah, like Yisom Evoid Yoim, if a person didn't do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, B'dover she'enei Moisef Hevel, because a Dover HaMoisef Hevel, you're not allowed to do Hatmana Erev Shabbos. So if somebody didn't do a proper Hatmana Erev Shabbos, lo yichasenu mishatech shach. Says the Mishnah, once it's Shabbos, at that point you're not allowed to do Hatmana. You can't do Hatmana even B'dover she'enei Moisef Hevel, because on Shabbos, Hatmana is always also. Erev Shabbos, you have the first Mishnah in the Perek. B'me toimnim uvama ein toimnim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Why? Because the Isser is only B'dover HaMoisef Hevel. So you have to know, is it a Dover HaMoisef Hevel? Is it not a Dover HaMoisef Hevel? But if you didn't do the Hatmana Erev Shabbos, and now you want to do Hatmana on Shabbos, it's always going to be Aser. Because even if the Dover is in any Moisef Hevel, Hatmana on Shabbos itself is always Aser. Another halacha, ki so v'niskala, let's say somebody did Hatmana Erev Shabbos, B'dover she'enei Moisef Hevel, and then Erev Shabbos, the covering somehow got exposed. So the Mishnah says a chiddush mutar l'chasoisai. Then you're allowed to cover it again for the second time on Shabbos itself. Meaning, even though it went into Shabbos as a dover that had no atmana, and now you want to do atmana on Shabbos, and even though you're doing atmana with a dover she'enei Moisef Hevel, but atmana on Shabbos is also with a dover she'enei Moisef Hevel, but being that you had originally done atmana b'erev Shabbos, it just was exposed, so now all you're doing is recovering it. The halacha is you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And the third halacha says the Mishnah, memales ha-kitoin, you can take a kitoin, Rashi says, of cold water, v'noitein l'toich ha-kar o'itachas ha-keses, you can put it underneath a pillow or a mattress to keep it cold. Meaning, even though there's a halacha that you're not allowed to do a Hatmana with something hot to maintain its heat. However, you're allowed to do Hatmana with something cold to maintain its coolness, to make sure that it doesn't get warmer. Either way, the Mishnah said three halachas related to Hatmana. The first halacha was that there's an Isser Hatmana on Shabbos afilu bedavar she'enoi Moisef Hevel. This is something that we've mentioned many times. Here's the Makar right here. It's the first line of this Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The second halacha was, if you did a Hatmana Erev Shabbos and then it got uncovered, then you can recover it on Shabbos. That's okay. So doing Hatmana for the first time is Asar. But to be Matmin it, that would be fine. And the third halacha is that even though you have an Isser Hatmana with regards to something hot, there is no Isser Hatmana as relates to something cold. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda comes into Beis Medrash and he said, I'm going to tell you what I heard from my Rebbe Shmuel. Mutar lahatmin es hatzoyne. You're allowed to do Hatmana with a dover tzoyne. Sounds like a chiddush. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Maika Mashmuel, what's the chiddush? Tonino. It's literally the third halach of our Mishnah. Mamala Adam Kitoin. V'noisen l'soich hakar oitachas hakeses. Amar Abayos. Abayos told him it's not true. Tuva Kamash Balan. It's actually a very big chiddush. Why? Even Maslison, because had we only had the Mishnah, I would have thought, Hanamili, the only time it's mutter to do Hatmana with something that's cold, that's if it's a dovash in darkila hatman. That's if the thing that's cold now, had it been hot, would the derech be to do hatmana in that fashion? So you would have thought if the answer to that question is no, nobody would ever be matmin this thing if it was hot, then it's mutter to do it when it's cold. But maybe something where the derech is that if it's hot, you would do hatmana with it, maybe it'd be also to do it even when it's cold. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that my Rebbe said it's always mutter to be matmin a davar tzoyni, not only if it's a davar she'ein darkei lahatmin b'cham. Even if it's a davar she'darkei lahatmin b'cham, even though then it's going to be mutter. What's the point? What does being matmin a davar tzoyni have to do with what people would do had it been hot? So Rashi explains, because the Gemara is suggesting that maybe it should be also to do atmana with a davar tzoynin as a gzera, that you may come to do atmana with a davar cham. So there would have been welcome to say that the only time the Mishnah said it's mutter to do atmana, memalo adam esakito in v'noisim l'tachas akaret, techas akasas, that was the third line in the Mishnah. Maybe that's because nobody would ever take a hat jug of water and put it under a kar and a kesis. That's just not the normal way of doing hatmana with it. So there's no isra hatmana b'davar tzoynin. There's no reason to make a gzera atucham, because in that case, had it been hot, no one would heat it, would be madman it that way. So maybe that's why it's mutter. But maybe to the extent you do have to be concerned that the atman of Bitsoini looks a little bit like atman of Cham. Because had this thing been hot, maybe people would have been madman it that way. So maybe it should be Yasser. So that was Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's Chiddush. It's never Yasser to do hatmana with a Dover Tzoini. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, you have to write Shas. That's the Gersa we have in the Gemara. But if you look at the Maseres HaShas says it's the wrong Gersa. It's not Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, but rather it's Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, which is a little bit of a chiddush, because Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe. But here Rav Huna said over in the name of his Rebbe's Rebbe. Who was Rebbe? What was the halacha? Also, lahatmen es atzoyne. You're not allowed to do hatmana with a davar tzoyne. Not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Memala sakita menoitzin letachas akaroy tachas akeses." Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, "Muta lahatmen es atzoyne." I mean, there's no isra hatmana when it comes to a davar tzoyne. But Rav Huna said, "I heard from Rebbe that it's actually also awesome." Frank the Gemara, Rebbe said the batanim to the brayse. Rebbe hit him not atzoyne. Rebbe said it's mutter like the Mishnah, like Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Loikasha ha mikame the lishme mi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef." One was talking about before Rebbe heard what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had to say. The other was talking about after Rebbe heard what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had to say. So what's the rest of the story? Rebbe was one city of Amar, and he said, So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was there. He said to Rebbe, Abba, my father, who is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's father, the great Rabbi Yossi, he was matted to do atmana b'tzoynin. So Rebbe, I hear what you're saying, but you know, it's not like my father said. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. Omar, so when Rabbi heard that, he said, Kfar Hoyre Zokin. If that's the case, the Zokin, as in Rabbi Yossi, who was a lot older than Rabbi, if he paskin that it's mutter, so he retracted and he said that it's going to be mutter as well. Regardless, you see from this story that there was a before and after in Rebbe's world. First, Rebbe thought, Asa lahatmen es atzoynin, and then when he heard Rabbi Yossi paskin that it's mutter, he said, Kfar hoy rezakin. Then he said, it's mutter lahatmen es atzoynin. So the Braisa, where Rebbe said, Asa lahatmen es atzoynin, that was talking about before he heard Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi had to say in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa that said that Rebbe was mutter, that's talking about after. It's Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa heard the story, and he made the following remark. He said, Boyu re'e kame mechavivin zezeh. Take a look at how much Rebbe loved Rabbi Yossi, and how much Rabbi Yossi loved Rebbe. Meaning, take a look at how much chiba, how much respect they showed for each other. Why? Shilu Rabbi Yossi kayim hayukaf of Yoshel lefnei Rebbe. Because had Rabbi Yossi been alive, said Rabbi Papa, I know for a fact he would have been kaf of Yoshel lefnei Rebbe. So what does that mean? Rashi says he went to paskin in the presence of Rebbe. How do you know Rabbi Yossi went to paskin in the presence of Rebbe? Because the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, the Mal Makom Abayis of Abba. Because Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who was Rabbi Yosef's son, he was as great as his father, Rabbi Yossi. He was Memale Makom Abayis of. Rashi says, Godol Ka'ovit, the Kaf of Yoshel of Nei Rebbe. And you see that he was Kaf of Yoshel of Nei Rebbe. He used to act very respectfully in the presence of Rebbe. In fact, he wouldn't paskin in the presence of Rebbe. So if Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who was as great as his father, Rabbi Yossi, there's a little bit of a cheshbon, was Kaf of Yoshel of Nei Rebbe, then presumably Rabbi Yossi was also Kaf of Yoshel of Nei Rebbe. Why? What does the son have to do with the father? Because he was Memala Makom Avosa. So if Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi acted that way, Rabbi Yossi probably would also acted that way. So you see, Rabbi Yossi went to paskin in front of Rebbe, yet Rebbe himself wouldn't paskin, or at the very least had tremendous respect for Rabbi Yosef, because for Kamak for Hoyra Zakin, he said that the Zakin already paskin. So the bottom line is that you see from here that they were mechab of each other. The Rebbe didn't want to go against Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef would have paskin in the presence of Rebbe. So that was Rapapa's comment. Boyure, kam mechab in zezet. Now it's interesting, who is greater, Rebbe or Rabbi Yosef? So, you know, we tend to not ask ourselves these kinds of questions, but sometimes the Gemara and the Rishonim actually get into it. Meaning, you have over here that Rebbe had covered for Rabbi Yosi. He said, Kfar Hoy Rezakin. Rabbi Yosi had covered for Rebbe. He didn't want to paskin in the presence of Rebbe. But, so which, who is greater? So Rashi says, Dibra Maskul Hoya Kafa Vyosha Lufne Rebbe, Mikne Kovad Anasius, Vlayhoya Moira Lufanov, Rabbi Yosi wouldn't paskin in front of Rebbe, Afal Pisha Godoy Manu. Even though Rabbi Yosi was greater than Rebbe. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yosi was really greater than Rebbe. Tosfos brings this Rashi, and Tosfos says, I've rioted from a Gemara Masechtas Nida, Daf Yudalam Amabez. But then Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, Devadai Mitchila Hoya Rebbe, Talmidei Shal Rabbi Yosi. It's true. Rabbi Yosi was, emphasis on was, at one point greater than Rebbe. But Rebbe steiged at some point. Meaning when Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi, Sanachinami, Rabbi Yosi was, but sometimes the Talmud steigs more than the Rebbe. And what happened was, Rebbe steiged so much that he actually became greater than Rabbi Yosi. But either way, whoever was greater, Rashi gets involved in it, Rabbeinu Tam got involved in it. But in terms of the way they conducted with each other, that was Rapapa Boyure, Kama Mechavav in Zeze, Amalei Rav Nachman Ladar, another story. So Rav Nachman told his slave Daru, so we're familiar with Tevi, who was the slave of Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Nachman had his Eved, whose name was Daru. So he told him two things. He said, Atman Litzayne. He said, number one, this was on Shabbos. He said, go heat up for me something cold, or not heat it up, but go do Atmana with it so it maintains its state of being cold. And this happened during the week. He told him, I want you to make me a coffee, but the hot water, make sure that it was heated up by a non-Jew. So the Gemara said, Shamar Avami, Rav Ami heard these two things. The Ikbid, he got very upset. He was upset at both of these halachas. He was upset that he told him to do atmana with Zayinim. That's all Shaila. Rebbe first said no, then he said yeah. Rebbe Yudah Mashmul, the Mishnah, he says, why are you getting involved in this, Rav Nachman? Why are you doing atmana with Zayinim? You can't control yourself. You have to do atmana with Zayinim. And then he said, why are you asking dafka for water that was heated up by a guy? Bishul Akum is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. If the guy heated it up, heating a liquid is bishulai. So if that's the case, why would you want that? So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef heard that Rav Ami got upset. He said, my tami ikvid, why are you upset? Rav Vasei Ovid. Rav Nachman was a Talmud, he was following his Rabbeim. Which Rabbeim? Rav and Shmuel. Chadik, Rav, Chadik and Shmuel. Kishmuel, the Amar Rav Yudama Shmuel, he was following Shmuel, that said, Mutal Hatman is Hatzoinin. He let it do Atmana Betzoinin. That's what Rav Nachman told Daru, you could do Atmana Betzoinin. I mean, even though Rebbe had a before and after, forget about what Rebbe Shita was. He was going like his Rebbe. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel holds you can do Atmana Betzoyin. Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel. Why can't you do Atmana Betzoyin? And as it relates to the other thing, that he wanted to have water that was heated up by a non-Jew, Kirav, he was going like Rav. Damar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol Shu Nechel, Kamay Shu Chai. Any food that could be eaten the way it is, any food that could be eaten raw, this halacha l'maisa, anybody mishul einacher. That's why a non-Jew can make you a cup of coffee. But the point is, it could heat the water for you anyways, because anything that's Nechel Kamay Shu Chai is not subject to the laws of Bishul Akim. And the reason Rav Nachman specifically said these two things, the reason Rav Nachman specifically said Atman Litzoinin is because he wanted to teach the Olam that the halacha is like Shmuel. The reason he specifically said let the Arma heat up the hot water because he wanted to teach the Olam that halacha is like Rav, that there's no Bishul Akum on food that can be eaten the way it is. Regardless, that's what Rabbi Yosef told Rav Ami. Why are you getting upset what Rav Nachman did? In fact, he's doing the right thing. So the Gemara says, "V'iu Safar," but Rav Ami held Adam Chashev Shani. Adam Chashev is different. He threw Rav Nachman and Adam Chashev, and Adam Chashev is supposed to be Machmer. So why is an Adam Chashev different? So Rashi says, "Shaharoya Oisoy Shehu Mekel," because if you see an Adam Chashev be Mekel, other people are going to be even more mekel. So it's a little bit of a dangerous thing for an Adam Chashev to be mekel. And that was Rab Ami's kpeda. Rab Ami had a kpeda on Rab Nachman. He felt that he's an Adam Chashev. So if he's an Adam Chashev, maybe he should have treated it differently. Lemaisa, what's the bottom line? Does an Adam Chashev have to be more careful? Or does he not have to be more careful? Or even more specifically, more acutely, as it relates to these two halachas, can an Adam Chashev be matman soinin on Shabbos? Could an Adam Chashev eat food, bishul akum, but something that's nechel k'moshe uchai. So it sounds a little bit like from Rav Ami, that Rav Ami was makbid. And because Rav Ami was makbid, some poskim hold that you see from here that halacha l'maisa, an adam chashev shouldn't eat food that was cooked by a guy, even if it's nechel k'moshe uchai. This is something that most people rely on. But you see from here that an adam chashev shouldn't do it. But other poskim say, no, you see just the opposite. Rav Nachman did it. Right, Rav Nachman did it. It's true, Rav Ami got upset. Ikbid Rav Ami. But at the end of the day, Rav Nachman did it. What, it's because he didn't realize the cheshbon of Adam Chashev, or he didn't agree with the cheshbon of Adam Chashev. So either way, you have an interesting Gemara, where the Gemara seems to say that an Adam Chashev maybe has to have a different Shulchan Aruch. He has to be more sensitive to what people are going to say. But at the same time, there were two opinions. Rav Ami Taka felt that way. But Rav Nachman felt not that way. And being Rav Nachman felt not that way. So Yesh Lachkar. La halacha, should you be machmer and adam chashav like Rav Ami? Or to the contrary, maybe you could be mako like Rav Nachman. So obviously, whenever you talk about chumras, that's something that comes up a lot in the daf. We have raid bites on chumras, but this gemara right here, Shabbos, daf nun aleph, amen aleph, is definitely one of the important marim mekoymes as it relates to the sugya of chumras. Zok the gemara. More halacha is related to atman. Tan rabbanan. Ava bishomra em toimdin. Afilu badavash eni moysev hevel nishachashecha. Even though the Mishnah said in aleph, do atman on Shabbos, even with a davar she'ena ma'isef hevel, but in bala ha'isef ma'isef, if a person wants to be ma'isef, another layer he can. What does this mean? So let's say you wrapped something, bedavar she'ena ma'isef hevel, before Shabbos. It's all good. Now on Shabbos, you want to add another layer. So you wrapped your pot in a towel, erev Shabbos, that was good. Now you want to go and you want to wrap it in another towel. So the question is, could I wrap it in another towel or not? Could I add another layer of enei ma'isef hevel? Or can I not? On the one hand, I'm doing atmana, but then again, the atmana happened already. So in atmana achar atmana, right? I'm just going ahead and I'm adding another layer. So that's this halacha. Says the Tanakam in this braiso, that even though you're not allowed to do atmana, that's only lechatchila. But in bala hoisev, if you want to be moisev, moisev. Now Tosfos changes the girsa in the next two words. We have the girsa kesa du oisa. Tosfos says the girsa is not kesa du oisa, because that sounds like it's a continuation of what we just said. Tosfos says the Gemara is not about to present a continuation, but rather another opinion. Pshim Gamliel Oimer, Pshim Gamliel said a bigger chiddush. He said, Noitalas asadinim, umeniachas aglufkarin. Oi noitalas aglufkarin, umeniachas asadinim. He said that if you want, what you can do is you can even change the covering. Meaning, not only can you adding would suggest that you're not removing the hatmana, you're just adding another layer of hatmana. Shimon Gamliel says a bigger kula. He says if you want to change it, you could actually change it. So what are these things? A sadin is a sheet. What's a glufgrin? So a glufgrin is thicker than a sheet. So Rashi says coat. So coat balaz. Think of a coat, right? But either way, that was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. Chen hayo, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel leimer. Shimon Gamliel said even a third halacha, like asru elo oisei mecham. The iser hatmana is only if you're being matminid in the same mecham. Avopina mi mecham le mecham mutter. If, however, you would uncover something and put it into another pot, or let's say you heated something up in a pot, and now you transfer it into a klisheni, you could do atmana on the klisheni. To the extent that you took it out of the original pot, at that point you're allowed to do atmana. What's the difference? So again, you had a pot on the stove, and now you took it off, and you want to do atmana. It's also, you know, I'll do atmana. It doesn't matter what you do atmana with. Atmana, I feel the badavash any mice is going to be a problem. But if you put it into another keli, so it's not in the keli that was on the fire anymore, it's a cliche, so to speak. So at that point, Allah is, it's going to be mutter. So what's the reason for it? The Gemara says as far, because hashta akure ka maker law, artuchi ka mirtach law. We know when you put something from a klirishan to a cliche, so it begins the cooling off process. That's the reason cliche is not mavashal. So what's the concern of doing hatmana, bedavar she'ena ma'isav hevel, zeir shem yaseach? We're concerned you may go ahead and cook it. If you're going ahead and you're putting it into a cliche, you're doing an action with it that shows that you're trying to cool it off. So it certainly doesn't look like you're going to cook it, because if you would have cooked it, why would you have taken it out of the original pot? So if you're pina mimeichel mimeichem, at that point it's going to be okay. Another halacha, tama v'kisa b'davar anita b'shabbos. Let's say you did atmana and you were kisa b'davar anita b'shabbos. So what are these two things? What's tama and what's kisa? Kisa is the covering of the pot. Atmana is what the pot is wrapped in. So if the thing that you did atmana with, or and the thing that you covered the pot with, were both not muktzah, davar anita b'shabbos, oi, you did atmana, it's something that's mukta, something you can't carry on Shabbos, but the kisa b'davar anita b'Shabbos, but you covered it with a davar anita b'Shabbos, Allah is a reason not to l'machza. Then you'll be able to take from this food on Shabbos. Meaning, the covering of the pot was not mukta, and
Then the halach is whether the hatmana is mukta, the hatmana is not mukta, it doesn't matter. Either way, you'll be able to take the food. If, however, you did hatmana and you covered it with something that's not nitabal Shabbos, meaning it's mukta, or you did hatmana but nitabal Shabbos, but the kisa b'davish in nitabal Shabbos, you covered it with something that's mukta, then the halach is, if it was a little bit exposed, then you can use it, then lah, but if not, any nitabal machzer, you won't be able to use it. Meaning, the first part of this brisa was discussing where the kisui is a davar anitel b'shabbos. The kisui is not mukta. If the kisui is not mukta, I don't care if the hatmana is mukta. You'll be able to use it. The second part of the brisa is talking about where the kisui was mukta. If the kisui was mukta, then it doesn't matter if the hatmana is mukta or is not mukta. What it matters in is it a little bit exposed or is it not a little bit exposed? If it's a little bit exposed, you'll be able to take from the pan on Shabbos. If it's not a little bit exposed, you won't be able to take from the pan on Shabbos. What's the point? What's the point? Because if the covering is not mukta, it doesn't matter that the hatmana is mukta, because we saw that in the Mishnah already. The Mishnah on the bottom of Memtesam and Aleph. As long as the kisa is not mukta and there's a handle, you could always flip off, whether it was the gizei tzemer or whatever it was, you could flip off the hatmana and take from the food. So it's not going to be an issue. So you have to know how to take it from the food. The Mishnah mentioned machlokes with blazman azayin the chachamim and the Memtesam and Aleph. But there'll be an etza, there'll be a way to take the food. If the hatmana that was done with something that's not mukta, but the kisui is mukta, how are you going to get the food? You can move the thing that you were makmin it with. You can move the covering. But the problem is that you have a kisui on top of the pot. You have no way of, so if it's a little exposed, it's good. If not, not. So that's really the punchline over here. The punchline is that whether or not you'll be able to enjoy this food on Shabbos has less to do with the dover amatmin. It has more to do with the kisui. Because if the kisui is a dover ametaltel, I don't really care about the dover amatmin. Because there's always a workaround. That was the Mishnah on Memtesam and Aleph. If the kisui is problematic, then I don't care what tatman is. What then would you have to do? So if it's Magulik Tzas, it'd be an Eitzah. If it's not Magulik Tzas, it wouldn't be an Eitzah. Either way, that's the first part of the Braisa. So the Gemara mentioned this Braisa, because the beginning of the Braisa deals with Atmana, so we're going to bring already the whole Braisa. Rav Yehuda said, we saw some of this already in the beginning of the parak. Na'iris al pishtan daka, harei kezevel. Na'iris, a finely combed flax, is considered like zevel, meaning it's a dover amos of hevel, which means you can't do atmana with it, even on Erev Shabbos. Another halacha, the Braisa says, menichin mechem agabi mechem. You can take a hot mechem, a hot kumkum, and put it on top of a hot mechem on Shabbos. Ukeder agabi kter. You can take a hot pot and put it on top of a hot pot on Shabbos. Avalu keder agabi mechem. You can't put a hot keder on top of a mechem, umechem agabi kter. You can't put a hot mechem on top of a keder. There's no hatmana issue over here. But this is more bishul related. So sometimes yeah, sometimes no. Another halacha, v'toches pia bebatzek. You could take the opening of a mechem, so that's where the steam coming out, put a little dough there for the dough to warm up a little bit. Can't do it if it's going to actually heat it. But to maintain its heat, that's okay. Why are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? It's not atmana. Atmana means when you wrap it. I'm not wrapping it. I'm just doing something to keep its heat a little bit. That's going to be okay. Another halacha, k'shem she'in toim denesa chamin, kachin toim denesa tzoyin. Says the Braisa, just like you're not allowed to do atmana with chamin, you can't do atmana with tzoyin. Whose sheet is that? That's Rebbe before he was Chayzer. Rebbe hit the lahatmin asatzoinen. Whose sheet is that? Rebbe. After he was Chayzer. What made Rebbe be Chayzer? He heard Kfar Hoyrezakin. He heard that Rabbi Yossi Paskin, that it's mutter. So he came around and he said it's mutter. One final halacha, and this next halacha is really an important halacha that we'll get to later in the Masechta. The in Mirazkin. You're not allowed to crush. Lo yas hasheleg, not snow, v'lo yas habara, not hail, b'shabbos, b'shvil sheyazufu mevo. So you're not allowed to crush snow, you're not allowed to crush ice. You can't take ice and liquefy it on Shabbos. If you want to put it in a cup, and it's going to melt by itself, then you don't have to worry about it. But if you're going to do a mice, you're going to crush ice on Shabbos, you're going to crush snow, that's something you're not allowed to do. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. This is where some of the raid that we're not going to get into now gets involved, is what's this iser? What's the problem? So it's a very interesting Rashi. Second to last Rashi, the Perek. Kideshi Yezuvu Meivav, Zok Rashi, Mishum de Kamoilit B'Shabbos. Because you're being moiled by Shabbos, you're creating something on Shabbos. The dami lemelacha, it's similar to a melacha. Shebayre hamayim ha'elo. Because it looks like you're creating something, and you're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. What's melacha? Something creative. This is daima lemelacha. It's not a melacha. What am I doing? There really is no melacha. But Rashi says, even though it's not a melacha, it's daima lemelacha. What's the melacha? You're being moiled. Now, just to be clear, moiled is not to be confused with noilad. Right, there's something called noilid and there's something called moilid. They sound very similar. They rhyme. Same shayrish, but they're not the same thing. Noilad is a sugya that comes up in the halachas of muktzah. Be'ish and Olda B'yantav. It's the first sugya mesach is be'ah. What's the halach of noilad? That's halach in hilchas muktzah. That's something that was noilad, so you obviously didn't have das for it before Shabbos. So it's a muktzah shayla b'shami b'silu Reb Shem and Reb Yehuda. It's the first sugya in mesach is be'ah. The iser is within the realm of muktzah. Noilad is something else. Now you do a muktzah. There's an iser to do an act of creation on Shabbos. Why? Because it's doima l'melacha. Most Rishonim argue with Rashi, by the way. Most Rishonim say that the reason you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos because it's doima t'schita. So what's schita? You squeeze juice out of a fruit. So you're squeezing the liquid out of the salad. It's more related to schita. Either way, hadron alach bameh toimim. So the next perek really requires a proper introduction, and we will get to the introduction, Me'etz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, on daf nun beis. But for now, the backdrop of the fifth perek of Masechta Shabbos, which incidentally has a lot of agadata, it's a really, really geshmaka perek. Some of the most famous gemaras and shas are tucked away right here in the fifth perek of Masechta Shabbos. The backdrop is the halacha of shvisas behema. So what's shvisas behema in one line? Just like a person is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, his animals are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos either. So, for example, and this is the Mishnah's example, just like a person is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, a person's animals also not allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. And it's for that reason Chazal had to delineate. If an animal is going to go out in a Rishus HaRabim, and it's wearing, it has its saddle on it, it has a leash on it, it has an ornament, all these different things, are they considered something that the animal is carrying, and as a result it would be usher midai raisa, by the way, because of shvisas behema, or not? So that's the question. Are these things considered shvisas behema, or are they not considered shvisas behema? Meaning, is it considered carrying, or is it not considered carrying? So the Mishnah, ba'me behema yoitza, uvama in a yoitza. So what is an animal allowed to go out with it on Shabbos and Rishus Rabbim? What is an animal not allowed to go out with on Shabbos with Rishus Rabbim? So the Mishnah, yoitza gama ba'afzer. Camel's allowed to go outside with a halter. So the halter was the thing that people used to schlep the camel. So the halach is, the camel is allowed to wear this halter. It's the equivalent of its leash. The naka bechatam. A naka is a female camel, a very specific type of camel. It was considered a little bit more wild. And as a result, your typical halter wasn't enough to be able to control this camel. So what they did was, is they gave it a chatam. So chatam, the Gemara is going to explain what it is, but it was something that was put into the nose of the camel. So the naka is allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing its chatam. It's not considered carrying. The luftikin, the Gemara will say what that means, but prumbi. They were allowed to wear that prumbi. That was a bit that it used for its owner to be able to schlep it. Visus Bashir, the sus, the animal, the horse, the ferret, is allowed to go out with its share. That's the band that was placed around the animal's neck. The chol bali ashir, any animal that usually wears this share, yoitzin the share, v'nem shochem ashir. Again, the Gemara will explain everything. Umazim aleim v'toyim v'kamim. Another halacha that the Gemara is going to get into, and that is let's say the shear, or this muzzle, or this halter, became tamei tumas meis. So what do you do if you have to be matar something from tumas meis? You have to sprinkle on it with the efer of the parah aduma. So the question is, do you have to detach it from the animal before you sprinkle, or do you not have to detach it from the animal before you sprinkle? So the Mishnah says, the halach is, umazin aleim, or v'toivlim, you could throw it into the mikvah. If you want to toivl this muzzle, maybe it was just a little tricky to be able to remove it from the animal. You don't have to remove it from the animal. Just take the whole animal, throw it into the mikvah, and like this, everything is going to be good. Zok the Gemara. My naka b'chatim. So the Mishnah said, so we know what that is. That's the leash. The naka bechatam. So says the Gemara, what is this naka and what is the chatam? It's a white female camel, specific type of camel. So it's not allowed to go outside with the zmama de parzala. So what's a zmama? You know what a zmama is. Zmama is a muzzle. Look at Rashi. Muzzle balaz. So we had coat balaz on Amud Aleph, and you have muzzle balaz here on Amud Bey. So this muzzle was made of parzala. It was made out of iron, right? It had to be strong to be able to control this animal. But again, it's very important for the daf that we're about to learn. And that is, the gummel's a ladder with the afsar, the nukas, the chatam. The afsar and the chatam weren't the same thing. A typical camel is a more mild animal. So an afsar was a lightweight kind of thing that they used to be able to schlep and to navigate the camel. The nukka was aggressive. aggressive. It was a feisty animal. And because it was a feisty animal, they needed something a little more intense to be able to schlep it. Okay, the third thing the Mishnah said was veluftikin beprumbia. Amar Rav Huna, what is that? Chamara luva. So luftikin is a donkey from Luv. And it had pagi de parzel, had an iron bit. The pashup shot is that this luvdikin was even more intense. So there was the gummel, then the nokka, and then the luvdikin. So it needed a prumbi. Either way, it was allowed to go outside with its prumbi. So where was this chamar from? It was from Luv. So Rashi says, where's Luv? It's a medina called Luv. Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam, the Luv ahinu Mitzrayim. It was an Egyptian donkey. Regardless, the Gemara says, Levi shada zuzi lebei chayzai, lemizman le chamar aluva. Levi wanted a chamar aluva. He wanted this more aggressive chamar. So he sent money to the chevra in Bei Chayzai, and he asked them if they could use this money and buy it for him. So the Gemara says, tzaru v'shadu lei. They sent the money back to Levi, and together with the money, they sent him a gift. You know what the gift was? Barley. Lemema, what they were trying to tell him was, the nigri the chamar asairi. Don't spend all this money on this Luvian donkey. You're going to schlep the donkey from Mitzrayim. It's a waste of money. And what you should do is just feed it good sairim. You can take a regular donkey. As long as you feed it the right breakfast, it's going to end up being just as strong as this Luvian donkey. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmo. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Machlif Nei Rabbi. They asked Rabbi the following question. Shal zu bezu mahu. So the Mishnah says that the gomel's a letter with the afsar. And the nukka is a letter with a chatam. What about in the reverse? Could the gomel with a chatam? Could the nukka with a afsar or not? So the Gemara says like this. Rebbe told him, nukka ba'afsar leiti ba'ilach. You shouldn't be asking whether the nukka could with a afsar. So the afsar was the lesser one. The chatam was the greater one. The nukka needs more in order to be able to schlep it. So if that's the case, the afsar is not going to do anything. If the afsar is not going to do anything, it's kimin d'loy mintra bay. It sounds like a Gemara above a kama. Be that you can't watch it using this afsar, because it's not going to work, then masahu, it's considered carrying. It's not considered part of the animal. It's not considered part of the animal. It's possible it's going to be a problem. Kiti boilach, Rebbe said, what you should ask, and what's really a good question is the following. Gomel b'chatamai, the other way. What about the godmol if you gave it a chatam? A gomel doesn't need a chatam. But what if you gave it a chatam? What's the question? Kiti sagile b'afsar masahu. Do you say that being that it doesn't need the chatam, so maybe that would be enough? Oydilma, nitirusa yaserta le'amina masahu. Or maybe you don't say that. Meaning, do you say that it's too much? Right? Is this something called Bal Toisef? The gomel doesn't need the chatam. But let's say you put it on a chatam. So do you say, at the end of the day, the chatam could control the gomel. It can control the gomel. It's considered part of the gomel. Or do you say, no, it doesn't need so much. So it's too much. More is less. And being that it's too much, so maybe it will be considered a masa. So the Gemara says, I'm on the front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was there. And he said, Kacho ma'abo. So it's amazing how many times we've had this in the last few dafim. So he said, I'll tell you what I heard from my father, Rabbi Yossi. Arba behemoth Yossi b'afsa. He said the following. He said, there's four animals that I let to go outside on Shabbos with an afsar. Hasus, the horse. Va parrot is a mule. Hagamal is a camel. Va chamar and the donkey. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, my father was coming to say something. There had to be some chiddush that he wanted. He wasn't just coming to say this. There was a chiddush over here. Lamute mai. Lav lamute gamal b'chatam. Probably was coming to exclude the gamal and the chatam. The chiddush was that the gamal's not allowed to wear the chatam. Why? Because it's too much. And being that it's a shmiri yisera, so it's considered carrying. The one says, lamute naka b'afsa. Maybe it was coming to be mai the other way around. What Rebbe held was pasha is no good. The naka b'afsa, because the afsa doesn't work for the naka. I mean, that doesn't work for the naka. Maybe that's what he was referring to. Satana, and the price was told, luftikin v'gamal yoytzim b'afsar. The gamal and the luftikin are allowed to go out with the afsar. Now, at first glance, it sounds a little bit like from this brisa that we see from here that the luvdikim is allowed to go out with the afsar. Now, the luvdikim we thought was the most aggressive of the three animals. You had the gamal, you had the nokka, and then you had the luvdikim. The gomel just needs the afsa, the nokka needs the chatam, the luftikin even needs the prumbia. And we said to go out with something that's not going to work, for sure is not good. Right? We said for the nokka to wear an afsa is for sure considered carrying. Yet here we have a braisa that says that the luftiki could go out with the afsa. Luftiki is the most aggressive animal, the afsa is the least in terms of which one of these shmiras works. So the Ayin B'Rishonim, the Rishonim talk about it. But the Gemara says, as it relates to this whole shayla, what's the shayla? Can an animal go out with a leash that's a little too much? Do you say that it's too much, so it's considered carrying or not? So Gemara says, "Ketanay it's machlekes tanam." In chaya yoytze besugar, an animal, a chaya, is not allowed to go out with a sugar. So what's a sugar? A sugar is a collar that was made of rope. If you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel besugar, three lines from the bottom, Rashi says, collar, shel chevel. So you have coat, you have muzzle, and you have collar. A lot of English in Rashi. But either way, so the Brisa said, the chai is not a little bit of a chananya. Chananya said, yoytze besugar. No, a chaya is allowed with a sugar. Not just that, but a mishtam renega. So the Gemara says, what type of animal are we talking about? Either a chaya gedoy, we're talking about a chaya gedoy, lo misagid le sugar. This collar made out of rope doesn't work for a large animal. Elo b'chaya k'tanz pasha, we're talking about a small chaya. Milo misagid le sugar, for sure it does work. So then the mamonav shach. Elo must be, there's a shayla here, right? There was some halachic debate here. The chassel gebinah. Probably talking about an animal similar to a chassel. What's a chassel? A cat. Tanakama sov, a tanakama must hold. Kimin the sagid le bin misna ba'alma. Being that a cat doesn't eat so much. So it's a shmira yaseir, it's more than it really needs masu. So that's why it's a problem. For Chananya, who was mekel, so a kol netirus yaseir, the lemin masu. That's no such thing as too much. So says the Gemara, I think it's machlekes tanam. Again, it's not a mefurish machlekes tanam, it's not an explicit machlekes tanam. But there's a machlekes chananya, the chum you have to do something with. We don't know what this is. And we know there was a big shail amongst the chachamim with regards to a shmira yaseir, is it considered carrying, is it not considered carrying? So maybe that's what the shail was. Zok de Gemara, Amr Avuna bar Chia, Amr Shmuel, halacha ki Chananya. So we had Chananya in the beginning of Perakira. This is the other Chananya. Chananya beginning of Barakir regarding Shia, if it was cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy, that you don't need Grufa Victuma. That was a complicated Gemara. This is pretty straightforward. Chananya's halacha regarding a cat. That if you take a cat and you put a rope and you wrap it around its neck like a collar, could it go out with that collar on Shabbos or not? According to Chananya, it's okay. And the reason is, Kol Netirusa Yisera Toloyer Minim Masayu, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Chananya. One last Gemara. Levi Breid Rafuna Bar Chiyo, V'Rabba Bar Rafuna Hava Ka'azli Ba'archa. Kadmei Chamara De Levi, L'Chamara De Rabba Rafuna. So they were walking together, and Levi's donkey somehow jumped ahead of Rabbi Barafuna's donkey. And the Gemara says, Cholish daite the Rabbi Barafuna. Rabbi Barafuna had Chalish Zadas, that Levi's donkey was walking ahead of his donkey. Tosfos says that, you know, once upon a time, there was a whole seder of how people used to walk. The most chashav person had to be in the middle, the next chashav on his right, the least chashav on his left. We spoke about this a little bit in Masechtas Brachas. Brachas daf mem zayin. But regardless, so Rabbi Barafuna had Chalish Zadas. So the Gemara says, Omar, so Levi felt bad. He says, I have to appease Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So he said, Emelei Milsa, Geichit Etoisav Da, I'm going to tell him something, so he's not going to feel so bad anymore. Emelei, so he told him, I'm going to ask you a question. Chamar Sha'asok of Ron, if you have a bad chamar, a chamar that has very, very bad manners, it's a little aggressive, like my chamar, that jumped ahead of your chamar. Ma'u Lotzis per Prumbi b'Shabbos. Is allowed to go out with a Prumbi on Shabbos, or is not allowed to go out with a Prumbi on Shabbos? What was the shaila? The assumption was that a chamar can't wear a prumbi. A prumbi was the iron bit that they used to put on the luftikim. That's the highest level of shmira. You don't need that for a chamar. But his question was, maybe this type of chamar is different. It's like a shor amud, right? It's a chamar amud. It's a little more aggressive. So maybe that lacha changes. It needs a shmira yisera. So maybe over here it would be different. Amale, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Huna told, Levi hachi amar avuch, I'll tell you what I heard from your father. Who is Rabbi Rav Huna's father? Rav Huna. I heard it. Mishmei de Shmuel in the name of Shmuel. Halacha ki Chananya. The halacha is like Chananya. What was his point? If the halacha is like Chananya, then it's a moot point anyways. Because what was the whole shaila? The shaila was you're assuming ordinarily a chamar can't go out with a prumbia. So you want to know what about a chamar that's a little more aggressive? So if you assume it can't go with a prumbia, then this is a good shaila. But halacha ki Chananya, then it's mutter anyways. If it's mutter anyways, this is a moot point.